Can you guys hear me? I'm just setting up. I want to make sure everything's ready. Is this the cord, guys? In the back? Is this the cord? The one? Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay, now I can talk. How you guys doing? Were you expecting to sing a song? I think that was so awesome that I just want to let it be. In fact, that was beautiful. I think we should just give him a hand because it was awesome. I think that it is such an amazing privilege when you get to stand up in front of people and lead them into worship of their Creator. And that's what they just did. They led you guys into worship, into the worship of God. That's like so cool. So anyway, it was just a blessing for me, like just touched my heart. So anyway, I just want to have another prayer and then share some things with you guys. So, Father in heaven, thank you so much that I get to be here at Upper Columbia Academy. Gosh, what a blessing it's been, Lord, just to be with these kids, to speak to them every day and just to hang out with them in the hallways, in the classrooms, in the powerhouse, in the cafeteria, just all over campus, Lord. I just thank you so much for this opportunity for me to come back to my school and to share you. And Lord, I just pray tonight that as I talk, that I pray again, Lord, that you would be lifted up and that I would be hidden and that the message would be clear to these young people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When I was at UCA, I was addicted to basketball. Anybody else have that problem? No? Manny. I was addicted to basketball. I played basketball. Me and my buddy Joel Bordeaux, we used to play basketball for like 3 hours straight. We would just come in the gym and we would just play until we were literally almost just sick. We would just play and play and play. And man, I was just totally addicted to basketball. It was awesome. And yeah, Sule used to like let us stay at the gym after hours. Don't tell anyone though. All right. It was so fun. Anyway, hey you guys, it's been fun talking to you this week. And this morning I started to talk to you a little bit about, we've been talking about some really serious subjects. And I've been spending time with you guys in the classrooms and in the hallways, and I've gotten to interact with a lot of you. And you guys have told me some really serious things. There is just a lot of young people sitting here tonight that are going through stuff. Just a lot of stuff. Just a lot of hurting going on. And so it's been awesome for me to be able to come out here and to meet with you and talk and to share and to bring that stuff to the surface. That's what God wants to do. He wants to bring it to the surface. In fact, Mr. Yonke gave me a really cool analogy today. He said that bacteria out into the sunshine, the sunshine kills the bacteria. You guys heard that one? Yeah, so if you bring a bacteria into the light of the sun, it kills the bacteria. If you bring out stuff in your life into the light of the S-O-N, sun, it heals it. It says in John 10:10, though, it says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life. Wow, this can sound really, this can get really redundant, you know? But I'm beginning to think, you know, wow, this is such a simple message. But as I talk to a lot of you, I realize this simple message is just coming to people that's more and more and more important that you understand this, especially while you're in high school. That God came to this earth to die for you so that He could, so that if you believe in Him and you give your life to Jesus Christ, that you become sons daughters of God. Have fun in the senior Bible class. I'm climbing the tree. You know, this is so awesome, but it's not going to be awesome unless Dad sees that I'm doing it. That's the way I was when I was a kid. I wanted my dad to see everything I was doing. Even when I was like 13, 14, when I went to Camp Myvatn, I would go out and ski, and it would be pretty cool. But if my dad was in the boat, oh man, I was going to try and shred. Because I wanted my dad to see how awesome I was. So that when I got in the boat, he could say, good job, son, I'm proud of you. And what I was saying in the senior Bible class today is you don't ever have to grow up as a child of God. You're going to grow up in this world, but you can always be a child in God's presence. You don't have to grow up. I don't want you to grow up. I want you to stay a child in God's presence so that you live your life totally and completely like, hey, Dad, look what I'm doing. What do you think? Isn't it cool? That's how I feel right now. Dad, look what I'm doing. I'm back in my high school and I'm talking to a bunch of kids. Isn't this cool? And you know what I want to hear when I get home tonight? Good job. I'm proud of you. I live for that. Because I'm his child. I'm his son. Everything I do, I just want to live for his pleasure. I want him to be so happy, so proud of me. I just want him to be bursting. I think he is. And I want you guys to catch that. Catch that fever and that passion that you can live that way for God. That you're just like, I just want God to be pleased. I want God to be happy with me. I want to live for Him. I want to live for His pleasure and do His will. And just follow Him. Just love Him. Let Him love me. This morning I talked about you guys having an enemy who comes to kill and steal and destroy. He wants to keep you in the dark about this whole simple identity thing. He wants to attack you at the level of your heart. We talked about all the ways he wants to attack you. He wants to attack you through abuse, through neglect, through the death of a loved one, through breakups, through divorce, through all kinds of stuff that the world's throwing. He's just going to attack you any way he can. Just come at your heart any way that he can so that you don't believe that you have any worth. You actually believe that you're worthless. He wants you to define yourself based on what the guy sitting next to you thinks of you. Based on how popular you are. Based on what you wear. Anything but defining yourself based on what God thinks about you. God loves you guys. Thinks you're beautiful. I do too. But in the midst of all these wounds, you know, I asked the senior class today, I said, what do you do? What do you do with this stuff, man? When you're hurting, what do you do? You know, someone said, well, you just kind of go one day at a time. That's true. But I really want you guys to get this. What do you do when you're hurting? What do you do when there's pain in your life? I want you to take it to God as His child. It's so simple. God, I hurt. My heart aches. This person hurt me. It's killing me. It's just ripping me apart inside. This guy just said how wonderful I was, and he went and stabbed me in the back, and it's making me feel terrible. God, I need to talk to you about this. I want to bring it to you because I know that you experienced it on the cross. It's so simple, guys, but we don't do it. Take it to God. And then I've been encouraging you to find somebody to talk to. Talk to one of your faculty members. Talk to friends. Share this stuff. Get it out into the light. Don't bury it. And Satan has another plan. What he wants you to do is he wants to hurt you. He wants to get you feeling bad about yourself. And then he wants you to bury it. Just bury it. And then once you've buried it, what he wants to do is he wants to introduce, because once you bury something, it hurts. It's down there deep inside of you and it's hurting you and it's bothering you and it's bugging you and you're sitting around and you're thinking about it and it's hurting and, you know. And then we start to explode at other people, like I'm really angry because so-and-so hurt me, and then this guy says something and I'm like, rah! Because I've buried something deep down inside of me and I'm not dealing with it. I'm not facing it. And the devil wants you to do that. I want you to just bury it. Just lift up the carpet and sweep it under. It happens a lot in conservative Christianity. And things need to be out in the light of the sun. And then, when you're feeling that pain and you're feeling that hurt, instead of just coming to God and saying, I am hurting so much, this is hurting me, what He wants to do is He just wants to hand you something to deal with the pain. Just want to help you deal with the pain a little bit. You know? I told you guys about my relationship in college and how that wounded me when I was 21 years old. It messed me up. And so I was trying to deal with it. And I didn't want to talk to anybody about it. I just kept running from it, and I wouldn't deal with it. And you know, it's the strangest thing. One night I was sitting in my dorm room, and I was just hanging out in my dorm just with my friend Joel. And I said, dude, like, you ever thought about getting high? He's like, well, I don't know. I was like, we should try it. No one asked me if I wanted to get high. No temptation. It was all up here. The devil knows that I'm hurting. The devil knows that I'm struggling. And he comes to me with this thought, hey, you ever thought about getting high? And so we went looking, digging around, talking to people. Hey, you know, we've kind of been thinking about, you know, it didn't take us more than about 2 hours and we're out on some country road starting down the path of addiction. What happened was I got into drugs and I got into alcohol and then I kept on running into more ungodly relationships. And when you're already broken from one ungodly relationship and then you run into another ungodly relationship, then you actually end up becoming more broken than you were before. And then you start doing some drugs and then you get in that whole culture and next thing you know, you're even more broken. But it feels kind of good when you're doing it and you feel better and you're with your friends and everybody's laughing and everybody seems to be having a good time. And it's just like underneath you've got that wound. It's just like putting a scab on top of the wound. And then you just keep doing it and you put a little bit more scab on top of the wound. And you just keep putting that scab on top of the wound until pretty soon there's this big scab on top and there's no way that wound is so deep. That's the devil's plan. It doesn't have to be drugs. It can be internet porn or maybe just on the internet all the time. It can even be sports. It can be anything that we put in that place so that we're running from the reality that we're facing in our life. Addiction. I know people who are addicted to religion. Just religious. They constantly are doing religion, because they don't want to face what's going on in their heart. So I want to ask you guys tonight, that's why I was asking the senior class, we didn't really get into it very far, but I want to ask you guys, okay, where are you hurting? Have you been shoved away? Have you been pushed away? Have you been ignored? Have you been abused? Are your parents going through a divorce? What's happened in your life? Where are you hurting? And the question I want to ask you just simply is, how are you dealing with it? Are you bringing it out into the light? Because the devil's going to come to you with another option. And I don't want you guys to take that option. Because that option led me into the most miserable time of my whole life. I was so miserable, guys. But on the outside, I was posing and I was acting like everything was just beautiful and everything was okay and I was super happy. And most of my friends didn't know. It says in Romans 6 that Satan desires for sin to rule over you. He actually desires for sin to have dominion in your life. That means that sin, that you choose sin to heal a wound, and that sin has dominion. That means it actually has control over you. and power over you. And man, you guys, I've seen so many people go down the road of addiction and it just absolutely destroys them. I've seen people that are addicted to a game, World of Warcraft. And I watched a young man literally destroy himself over World of Warcraft. I know kids that are totally addicted to just, they got to be on the internet all the time. Technology addiction. It's an addiction, let me tell you. Just they got to constantly be on online or checking. You guys are kind of blessed out here because you actually don't have that option. Some of you probably still figured out how to do it, but it's actually a blessing. It's incredible. Like I know a man, his addiction was food. When he was feeling upset, instead of talking about it, he'd go and eat. There's just all kinds of things. And the devil's just, he's just going to give you lots of options, you know? And it's amazing because God gives us such a simple option, which is just come to Him with it and talk to someone else about it. And pretty soon it just starts to come out into the light of the sun and it's just like, oh, it feels so good, you know? It feels so good to talk about stuff and deal with it. God wants to free us from sin and bring peace to our hearts through Christ. We're made, guys, to be in relationship with God. And when we choose sin to deal with our problems, it causes problems in that relationship with God, and then we don't have peace. And when there's no peace, then it just wreaks havoc in our lives. And I want you guys to choose relationship with God over sin. Well, what happened in my life was that I ignored God for quite a while. And my parents said, you know, because I was an unhappy kid, and I came home and I was miserable to my mom and miserable to my family, and my parents said, you know, we think that maybe you should get into some counseling. I was like, forget that. I totally ignored them. Like, no way. I don't need that. The hardest thing in life, you guys, to do is to be transparent, to be real. That's actually one of the hardest things to do in life. Like I've talked to a couple of you and you've said, well, I don't want to talk about it because I might cry. Exactly! You need to cry! Let it out! It feels good! Let the tears flow. God wants you to be transparent. That was the thing about Jesus, man. As He walked around, He was so real with people. They didn't know what to think about Him. He was totally real. Totally transparent. So I went to this concert, this guy named Wintley Phipps. He's this big, huge black guy with a bald, shiny head, and he sings like, Amazing Grace, like that. And so I went to the concert, and I actually didn't even want to go. I don't even know why I went, because I never went to church, and I never went to Friday Night Vespers, and I didn't have any interest, but for some reason, something compelled me to go to Wintley Phipps. So I'm sitting in Wintley Phipps on the far side over there, so no one could see me, and I'm listening to him sing, and that was the song he was singing, was Amazing Grace, like that. And something started happening to me. Because when you actually put yourself in places where God's moving, God starts to move on your heart. And so I started feeling like something, and I started feeling like, oh, I think I'm going to cry, you know. Because I'm hearing about Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. And I'm like, oh, dude, oh, no. And he just keeps on singing and everything, and all of a sudden, it happened. Niagara Falls. And so I'm sitting there in church, and it's kind of dark and everything, and I'm sitting there, and I start to cry. I start to deal with the hurt. And I start to cry, and then I start to, you know, do the, you know, when you're crying so hard, you're shaking, but you're trying to, like, repress it so nobody knows. And so I was sitting there, and I was shaking, and I was crying, and God put some dude in a leather jacket. I have no idea who it was. This guy in a black leather jacket sitting behind me, and this guy just leaned forward and just put his hand on the back of my neck and just sat there. And I looked back, and he's just sitting there with his head bowed. That's grace. And let me cry. That was the beginning of a change for me. It was the beginning of a new life for me. And I'd like to tell you guys, oh, everything got better. I gave my life to Jesus. Everything was wonderful. No, it doesn't happen like that usually. It's a process. He who began a good work in you is faithful to carry it on to completion. He works slowly in your life. Sometimes he works quick, sometimes he works slow. It's up to him. It's his thing. But he was working in my life that night. The thing was, is before that I was fighting God. I was wrestling with God. He wanted to just, he's coming to you right now, and he's just like, I want to touch you, I want to heal you. And some of you are sitting here thinking, you know, I don't know what you're talking about because I've never been through anything and I don't have all this pain you're talking about. Well, the Bible says in this world you will have trouble. Don't be surprised by some fiery trial that's going to try you. You're going to go through something eventually, and I want you guys to get this, that you got to take your wounds and your pain to God. So I was fighting, I was wrestling, and I didn't want, I was like, you know what, I want to get healthy, but I want to be in control. Like, I want to be in control, but I want you, Jesus, but I'm not sure, and you know, and that's what we do. We fight, and we wrestle with God, and we think, well, I want His healing, but I'm not so sure, and we go back and forth. I just want you guys to say, Jesus, I give up. Take it. Take the wheel. Because my driving stinks. I have a song to share with you. My friend Andrew's here. He's going to play it with me.
Give it to us. We on? Y'all are good out there.
Oh. Well, we've been working on this song for a while. This is the first time we've actually played it for anybody. So, this is the song's debut. This song is called Fight, and it's exactly about exactly what I've been talking about. Your wrestle with God. And, yeah, so... Let's get a sound check on that guitar real quick, and then. Awesome. All right. Is that one working? I'm not what I should be, and I wish I could see what you see. I can't see through your eyes tonight as we fight, and I can't seem to get my mind right. Is this fear now or confusion? Or is this enemy delusion? I can't see through the storm clouds, things are hazy, and I question my own desires. Am I crazy? No, 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 I can't believe this. No, 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 you promised me this. You'll never leave me or forsake me. You'll set me free, yeah, and give me wings. You'll never leave me or forsake me. You'll set me free and give me wings so I can fly away from here. A heart divided will not stand.
And I feel like I'm sinking in quicksand. I want you to reach down to me, down to me. I'm angry, but you can set me free. I try to listen to your voice, but here I am fighting for my choice. I know your ways are best for me, best for me. So help me, Jesus, to let you be in control of me. No, 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 I can't believe this. No, 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 you promised me this. You'll never leave me or forsake me. You set me free and give me wings. You'll never leave me or forsake me. You set me free and give me wings so I can fly away from here. Oh, what I want, for I am asking. What I need, I don't know. I know that your answer is gonna help me grow. Sometimes I wanna leave you, but I love you way too much. Guess that's the way that love is, hanging on when times are tough. Oh my God, oh my God, help me believe this. Oh my God, oh my God, help me see through this. You'll never leave me or forsake me. You set me free and give me wings. You'll never leave me or forsake me. You set me free and give me wings so I can fly away from fear. So I can fly away from here. So I can fly away from here and be with you.
Let's pray. Oh Lord Jesus, I know that there's a lot of kids sitting here right now tonight that are wrestling with you and saying, oh, help me to let you be in control of me. Lord, I just pray tonight that you will help these young people to just let go, Lord, and just let you take control of their lives. Lord, I just pray that they would come to you, Lord, and allow you into those wounds and those hurts and those pains, Father, so that they can be set free, so that they can become the people that you've called them to be, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for coming to this world, for taking on all of our hurt and all of our pain and all of our heartache and wounds and setting us free, Lord. I praise you for that. Thank you, Jesus. bless these kids as they go tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.